At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast, come to you every Wednesday. Another solo episode of the pod this week. I want to thank everybody for sending in topics that you want me to kind of go through and discuss. We are going to get to them. Keep those coming. I'm always interested to hear what you guys want to hear and guests that you want and topics that you want. So before we get to me this week, let's take a moment to talk about our friends at Cobra Golf and their new Aerojet driver. As you guys know, I'm a Cobra Puma guy. I've been with the brand for a long time, and I'm just a huge fan of their product. They've got a brand new Aerojet driver, which just dropped. I got mine in December and loved it, put it straight into the bag. They've got three models. You've got the Aerojet, the low spin high launch. You've got the Aerojet LS, which is the low spin high launch, and the Aerojet Max, which gives you the max forgiveness. They've got a bunch of technology in this new driver, the PWR bridge weighting, the advanced aerodynamic design, and the PowerShell hot face. So good aerodynamics. The driver's fast. The ball comes off it quick. I think if you give it a try, you're going to increase some distance, some ball speed. And like all the Cobra drivers, it looks cool. All three are now available for purchase. But want you all to keep an eye on my social, because we are going to be doing a little giveaway, and we are going to be giving away one of the Aerojets coming up soon. You can learn more and pick up one right now at CobraGolf.com. So I want to thank everybody at Cobra Puma Golf. If you hadn't had a chance to check it out, go check it out. So I wanted to talk today about the World Golf Hall of Fame. This year, they inducted more people in the World Golf Hall of Fame, and it was a great class. And for the first time, my dad, Butch Harmon, was nominated to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. How he hasn't been inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame before is just, it's beyond me. And I don't really do this very often, you know, kind of give my big opinions on things, but this miss, in my opinion, by the World Golf Hall of Fame is so glaring. I put a tweet out a couple weeks ago when he got nominated that I didn't think you could find somebody more deserving of that. That's my opinion. But what I wanted to do today is just give facts about my dad, about Butch Harmon, what he did in the game. And I just think that hopefully, if you had a vote in the World Golf Hall of Fame, you're listening to this, and maybe this is information you didn't know, but these are just facts, okay? I went through and compiled a list of every player that I could think of. I kind of had a little chat with my dad about it as well, but players that he worked with long-term, not guys or women that came for one golf lesson to him. So I think my dad's career can be put into three categories. There's him as the instructor. There is him as a broadcaster, and there is him as a coach. When we talk about him as a coach, I'm just going to go ahead and list the names of players that he has worked with. Tiger Woods, Greg Norman, Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, Davis Love, Freddie Couples, Seve Ballesteros, Darren Clark, Ricky Fowler, Stuart Sink, Jose Maria Olazabal, Gary Woodland, Steve Elkington, Webb Simpson, Danielle Kang, Suzanne Pedersen, Nick Watney, Siri Pak, Justin Leonard, Brant Snedeker, Mark Calcavecchia, Ben Crane, Steve Flesh, Natalie Golbis. He's currently working with Harold Varner III. Tommy Fleetwood's going out to see him. He's been working with Maverick McNeely. The list of people that have gone and just sought his counsel and said, hey, why don't you take a look, give me a second opinion. Hideki's been out to Vegas to see him. Rory's been out to Vegas to see him. Jordan Spieth's been out to Vegas to see him. Some of the old school guys, Curtis Strange, Raymond Floyd, they all went out to see him. If you think about the categories to get into the World Golf Hall of Fame, they have four categories: male competitors, female competitors, veterans, and they have a lifetime achievement. So if you look at those players that I just mentioned, I think, let me go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them, nine of the players that I just mentioned that my dad worked with in their careers, nine of those players are in the World Golf Hall of Fame. Nine. If we look at the body of work that he has done with players, it is mind-boggling to me that you could look at that and not say he is a first ballot member of the Hall of Fame. I mean, he should have been in a long, long time ago. And you can make the argument. I think some people look at golf instructors or golf coaches and they say, hey, listen, players don't need coaches. Players can do it on their own. And I agree with that. I agree with that statement. You could make that argument that players don't need coaches and they could do it on their own. But unfortunately, if that's your argument, all of these players hired my dad. They hired him to help them with their golf, to be their coach. And every other sport that I can think of that would have a resume like that, if you were a coach in another sport and you basically worked with and coached the greatest players in your sport, spanning almost 2-3 decades, you would be a shoo-in to be in the Hall of Fame. If we look at the benchmark for tournament golf, the benchmark for tournament golf is major championships. That's what everybody that plays professional golf is judged by. There is a category that they have every year. Who is the best player currently to have never won a major? There are great players that have won loads of golf tournaments all over the world. And the knock on them would be, yeah, they're a great player, but they've never won a major. So majors are the benchmark. So much so that if you look at the debate between who's the greatest player of all time, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, most people give Jack the nod there. Most people say Jack's the greatest of all time. And the reason they say that is because he won 18 majors. And the reason a lot of people think that Jack's career is better or greater than Tiger Woods, Tiger won way more tournaments than Jack Nicklaus ever won. Tiger won 15 majors. So majors are the litmus test for greatness in golf. It's what you're judged by. In the coaching world, if you're working with players, I work with players, I've followed in my father's footsteps. I mean, that's the holy grail for us as coaches. And I feel like as a coach, you are judged by players, how they play in tournaments, how they perform, but ultimately, do they win majors? That's certainly how I judge myself. So if we look at my dad's records, in the Masters, he has coached and been a part of 5 Masters champions. The PGA, 4. The US Open, 4. The British Open, 5. The Players Championship, that was just last week, 7. Phil Jackson, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, all the great coaches, they don't even come close to anything like that. I mean, they're not even in the same conversation because the majors are the only thing that matters. So if you're a coach and you're in golf and someone hires you to help them, they're asking you to help them win tournaments, but they're also asking you, hopefully, to help you win major championships. And again, I go back to this all the time. Yes, all of these players could have won all of these majors, all of these players' championships without my dad's help. 100% they could have all done that. But I just know they didn't. They all didn't do it without his help. So if you're going to categorize players and say, listen, greatness is major championships, there are great players that will never get into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Great players who have won a ton of tournaments, won an enormous amount of money, played on Ryder Cups, played on President's Cups, but they probably aren't going to get into the World Golf Hall of Fame because they never won a major championship. So if you look at my dad's body of work, not only with the players that he worked with, but what those players did, I think it's almost impossible to leave him out of being in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And he's going to be 80 in August. And my question would be, what are you waiting for? I mean, if you look at this resume, and if you look at this body of work at the professional level, if you look at the body of work just strictly at the professional level, it is beyond me how my dad hasn't been inducted into the Hall of Fame a long time ago. Now, obviously, my dad is most famous for working with Tiger Woods from 93 to about 2002. And it was an unbelievable run, right? Tiger won a ton of tournaments. He won, you know, a bunch of USAMs. He won a bunch of majors, the cut streak, the Tiger Slam, the Grand Slam, all of it. That's kind of who my dad is associated with the most. So if you take Tiger off my dad's resume, still have two Masters that he helped players win, two PGAs, two US Opens, three British Opens, and 6 Players Championships. I mean, again, I'll keep saying this. What the hell are you looking at? I mean, how you can look at this and not say yes. And so the contribution, and on top of that, my dad played the PGA Tour for a couple of years. He played in major championships. He kept his card. He won a PGA Tour win. Yes, it was a one-day event, but in the 70s, that's what the PGA Tour was. They had satellite tournaments. It's an official win. He won on the PGA Tour. He devoted his life to helping players win on the PGA Tour, on the LPGA Tour, all over the world. And so I think that the category is lifetime achievement. You can't look at that body of work and not say that that doesn't warrant getting into the World Golf Hall of Fame. My dad was a broadcaster. He worked for Sky Sports in the UK for over 20 years. A lot of people think that he was the voice of Sky Sports Golf. When my dad goes over to the Open Championship, it is crazy how many people want his picture, how many people want his autograph, how popular, how recognizable he is, because he spent over 20 years as lead analyst, commentator. He worked all the majors. He worked all the Ryder Cups. I have people to this day come up and say that they loved his commentary. They loved what he brought to the broadcast, his honesty, his openness, his frankness, the fact that he didn't choose sides in the Ryder Cup. Yes, obviously he wanted the U.S. team to win because he coached and worked with a bunch of players that were on those teams. But if you look at the people that watched him, they would probably say that, and they have said this to me, he was impartial. He loved golf. He loved good golf shots. And, you know, there are people, Peter Allis was a player, but Peter Allis is mostly known for being a broadcaster at the BBC. He is in the World Golf Hall of Fame. There are people that used to head the USGA. They're in the World Golf Hall of Fame. There are people that worked on the European Tour. Ken Schofield, people like that. They're in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And so coach, broadcaster. And then the thing that is the reason why I got into coaching golf is my dad, at the end of the day, is an instructor. He is a golf instructor. And I think his contributions to golf instruction have been a massive, massive part of what golf instruction is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I think the work that he did with Tiger Woods, I think the way that he worked with Tiger, before Tiger came out, everything was about accuracy. Everything was about hitting fairways. Everything was about hitting greens. And everything was just about accuracy. We didn't have a lot of players that hit the golf ball a long way. Now, everybody hits the golf ball a long way. Everybody hits, yeah. On the PGA Tour, there are an enormous amount of guys that hit the golf ball over 300 yards. But when Tiger came to see my dad, I was part of that first lesson in 1993. I think Tiger just gotten, I was like mid-August, late August of 93. I think, want to say Tiger was playing in the U.S. Junior Champions in Houston. He came over to Lochinvar where my dad was teaching. Didn't have a glove, didn't have shoes. You can find these videos on the internet and on social of the first lesson that my dad gave to Tiger. I videoed that entire golf lesson and I got to watch it. And at that time, my dad was working with Greg Norman. Greg had just won the Open Championship at Royal St. George's. I think Greg had just gone back to number one in the world. And Tiger rolls in as a 16-year-old with Earl. And I'd never seen anything like it. I know my dad had never seen anything like it. And we were driving home that night and I said to my dad, "What'd you think?" And he said, "You know, I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to work with this kid long-term, but if I could get the opportunity to really work with this kid and Earl would really let me be his coach, be his instructor, I can make him the best the game has ever seen." And that was in 1993. And it happened. And the way they went about it, I think some of the terms that we use now in golf instruction about the club being stuck behind you, that you're under the plane, an old phrase. Nobody ever talked about that before my dad showed up and worked with Tiger Woods. And I think when my dad met Tiger, it was a kind of almost a perfect storm, right? He had had tremendous success. He just helped Greg Norman get back to number one in the world. He'd worked with a bunch of players. And he saw this raw young kid who just had all of this speed and all of this talent. And I think it was, you know, a seminal moment in my dad's life to where everything that he had learned up to that point in working with players, everything that he had learned from being a player himself, everything that he learned from my grandfather, his father, Claude Harmon, who won the Masters in 1948, who was best friends with Ben Hogan. My dad is, if the World Golf Hall of Fame has a lifetime achievement award, I don't think you could find someone whose life is more about golf than my dad. His father won the Masters. He had three brothers, my Uncle Dickie, who passed away a number of years ago, my Uncle Craig, my Uncle Billy, all of them. My Uncle Craig was the head pro at Oak Hill Golf Club, where we'll play the PGA later this year, for almost 40 years. My Uncle Billy caddied on the PGA Tour for Jay Haas. Bill Haas is named after my Uncle Billy. My Uncle Billy's firstborn son is named Jay. My Uncle Dick worked at River Oaks Country Club for over 25 years and worked with Lanny Watkins, Ben Crenshaw, Curtis Strange. I mean, the list goes on. My Uncle Craig was Jeff Sluman's childhood instructor. You couldn't find... My dad grew up going to the Masters and watching my grandfather play in the 40s and the 50s. My grandfather was the head pro at Wingfoot and Seminole. My dad grew up at Seminole. When you drive in Seminole on the left, if anyone's ever been there, if you drive into Seminole on the left, there is the maintenance barn and there is a house. That house is where my dad used to live. He just got made an honorary member at Wingfoot, where his father was the head pro there forever. He's a member at Royal County Down. He has a golf school in Las Vegas. He has one here at the Floridian, which I run. We have a golf school in Dubai. I think the contribution that he has made from the instruction part of golf is second to none. And I think the way that he and Tiger went about working and the way that they taught, the way that he was taught by my dad, kind of changed golf instruction. It's kind of, to me, the beginning of what modern golf instruction is. And how the World Golf Hall of Fame doesn't have a category for instructors, for coaches, is just mind-boggling to me. Harvey Penick is in the Hall of Fame, right? He is was an amazing, great instructor. John Jacobs is in the Hall of Fame. My dad is a massive, massive John Jacobs fan. I mean, my dad idolizes John Jacobs. But, you know, when I go places in the golf world, at a golf tournament, if I go to a tournament, if I go to the merchandise show, if we go to any club, any golf course in the world, everybody knows who my dad is. He is that recognizable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I say this as a son, but I also say this as someone who has chosen to work along in the same business as him. And listen, as a father and son, my dad and I have not always seen eye to eye. We have not always had a great relationship. We have gone through tough times. I love him, and you know, I'm so proud to call him my dad, but it hasn't always been easy. So this is not a fanboy podcast where he's my dad and I'm just going to talk about how great he is. As an instructor, as someone who has worked in the same industry, he took three players to world number one. And if you added up the years that they were number one in the world while they were working with him, I mean, I can't even do that math. And I just think that in 2023, the World Golf Hall of Fame should have a category for instructors and coaches. And there are a lot of guys, in my opinion, that should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. I think David Ledbetter should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. I think Jim McClain should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. I think Bob Torrence should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. I think Hank Haney should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And I definitely, definitely believe that my dad, Butch Harmon, should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. This isn't a diss on people that got in. It's not a diss that other people got in and he didn't. I think everybody that got into the World Golf Hall of Fame this year and in the past is unbelievably deserving. And I think it is a feather in the cap. It is a nod to recipients that get into the World Golf Hall of Fame that you contributed something as a player, as you know, as an organizer, and from a lifetime achievement standpoint. But I just can't for the life of me figure out how my dad Butch Harmon is not in the World Golf Hall of Fame. The list of players that he has worked with, the accomplishments those players hired him to help them achieve, he did it all. And if we wanted to add up tournaments, not just the majors, if we wanted to add up tournaments, I can't count that high. And I hope, and I've heard some things. I mean, I posted a couple things and said that I think he should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. Phil Mickelson tweeted that he agreed. Hank Haney tweeted that he agreed. I've had so many instructors. First of all, when I posted a couple weeks ago that he got nominated and I thought he was deserving, the amount of people that came up to me, players, caddies, coaches, instructors, other people, they couldn't believe that he already wasn't in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And I think if we are looking at the World Golf Hall of Fame to be a representative or a representation of what the fabric of golf is, I can't think of someone that is given more to what the fabric of golf is, to what the fabric of golf instruction is, to what the fabric of golf coaching is. I can't think of someone that deserves to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame more than him. I think the next time he could get in would be in 3 years time. He'll be 83 by that time. But I just don't know what the hell these guys were looking at. I really don't. And I think it's sad. I've heard some things which I hope aren't true. I've heard some rumors that maybe it's because he works with Harold Varner and Harold Varner plays on Live. I've also heard that he wasn't going to get into the Hall of Fame because he's made positive Live comments. The comments that my dad has made about Live publicly, he was on my podcast talking about it. I saw another podcast, heard another podcast that he was on. The comments that he made about Live that could be deemed positive are pretty much the identical same comments that Rory McIlroy made at the Players' Championship last week. Almost identical. So if that's the reason, I think that it is a tragedy that this is where we are in 2023. Because, as I said, the body of work, the players he has worked with, the lives he has touched. I tweeted and posted on social a couple weeks ago that my dad had sacrificed the majority of his life to help other people, you know, achieve their dreams. And in typical Twitter fashion, it became a war about the word sacrifice and, you know, he wasn't digging ditches and everything. So, okay, my father, Butch Harmon, has devoted the majority of his life to help other people achieve their goals and their dreams. Yes, he got paid for it. Yes, he made a lot of money. But last time I looked, you're not getting paid a lot of money and people aren't knocking on your door if you're not any good at what you do. And I hope that in 3 years' time, the World Golf Hall of Fame rectifies what I see is a massive, massive error. Because, again, I'll keep saying this. He should be in. I think most people that know anything about the game of golf from the professional level, from the instructor level, from a broadcast level, I think everybody would agree that my dad, Butch Harmon, should be 100% in the World Golf Hall of Fame. I agonized over whether to do this, but one of the cool things about having your own podcast is you can talk about what you want. And it was really upsetting to me. And, you know, at this stage of my dad's life and this stage of my dad's career, I think it would have been a nice kind of cherry on top to get that nod from the World Golf Hall of Fame. So if anybody is listening that has a vote, I think you need to kind of take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, we missed it on this one. Because in my opinion, when it comes to golf instruction, and if there is a Mount Rushmore of golf instruction, it's for damn sure that my dad, Butch Harmon, is on that. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.